Press TV headlines. Protesters across Europe say no to austerity measures. Also ahead this hour, India beefs up security ahead of a court ruling over a disputed religious site. Former Israeli pilot on board a Gaza-bound aid boat speaks of his ordeal after Israeli commandos confiscate the vessel.
The soldiers were very brutal to us.
Those were the top stories of 2300 hours. It's 2:30 a.m. where we are in Tehran. You're with Press TV.
Thanks a lot for joining us. Well, in a day of Europe-wide protests, hundreds of thousands of people from across the continent have poured onto the streets of Brussels to express their anger at austerity plans.
Police clashed with protesters marching toward the EU headquarters. The protesters say they have traveled to the heart of the EU to say no to their government's austerity measures. They're protesting tax hike and pension cutting plans. Several EU governments hit by economic crisis and high debts insist the austerity plans are needed to slash budget deficits. Similar anti-austerity protests were staged in Greece, Poland, Lithuania, and other European countries. In Spain, clashes erupted between police and protesters as general strike was underway. Police fired rubber bullets in Barcelona to disperse protesters who burned a police car and blocked streets with rubbish containers. Well, the European Commission has proposed tougher sanctions on Eurozone countries that breach EU budget rules. This as the Union stage rallies across the continent to protest austerity measures. Stefan Herrmann reports from Berlin.
More than 5,000 people took to the streets of Berlin to protest against the government's austerity measures. The demonstration titled "We Won't Pay for Your Crisis" was part of a European Action Day against capitalism. Activist groups, the unions and the left party supported the protests.
A lot of jobs don't pay enough for a decent lifestyle, and many people have to claim benefits even when they work. This we cannot accept. The government has presented a savings package that will only endanger social cohesion.
Europe, by trade unions, to call attention to workers' dissatisfaction at proposed austerity measures by EU governments. At the heart of the union's protests are proposed plans in many European countries to rein in sovereign debt. These plans could include tax hikes, budget cuts, pension reductions and higher retirement age. Earlier this month, Germany's ruling centre-right coalition passed a savings package to cut government spending by 80 billion euros over the next 4 years. During the financial crisis, the government had accumulated a record budget deficit as it spent billions on bank rescue and stimulus packages.
There is a danger that our society is splitting up. Some 13 million people, employed or unemployed, are threatened by poverty. And a rich society allowing this does not know that many things like democracy are at stake.
The Confederation of German Trade Unions protested against the government's austerity measures, calling for a tax on financial transactions. A recent report revealed that many banks that had been rescued by the state again pay their top managers millions of euros annually.
The plan to pay for the enormous costs of the crisis is inefficient because they are mainly at the expense of the poor and the employees, while the rich or the banks will contribute next to nothing. This is unfair.
The protesters also criticized the healthcare reform and called for the introduction of minimum wages. There have also been protests in other German cities, as in Bremen, Hamburg and Dresden.
Chancellor Merkel has promised an autumn of decision-making, but many decisions will be unpopular ones. And as for most people here, there is little understanding of why, as the German economy is recovering quickly, benefits, pensions and wages are being cut. Stefan Herrmann for Press TV in Berlin.
Remaining in Europe, France has received an ultimatum from the European Union on its recent crackdown against Roma migrants. Here's more on that.
The European Commission has threatened France with an imminent legal action over expelling thousands of Roma migrants.
The famous circulaire was certainly against European law. The French authorities, the French government, claim that despite this circulaire, which has been under pressure of Europe, changed now, that despite this circulaire, which was illegal, the facts and in the grassroots, what has really happened in France.
The Commission is to send France a formal notification saying it should apply the directive. France has until October 15th to comply with the European Union law.
Well, France has to give a response to the letter it's been sent by the EU. After that, if it's still completely dissatisfied with France's response, it has the option of taking the matter to the European Court of Human Rights.
Despite the damning move, Paris has hailed the decision as a victory because the Commission failed to refer to the expulsions as an act of discrimination against minorities.
This decision is far from being a snub for France. On the contrary, first, and it was the most important point, the European Commission acknowledges that there was no discrimination.
France has faced international criticism after President Nicolas Sarkozy ordered a crackdown on migrant camps in July. Some 8,000 Roma migrants have so far been deported against their will as part of the controversial plan. Paris defends the expulsions as a crackdown on illegal immigrants and crime. But critics argue France is unfairly targeting an ethnic minority and lumping together entire communities. They also accuse the French president of using the crackdown for political gains.
Well, an Indian court is set to decide whether Hindus or Muslims own a disputed religious site in the north of the country.
Many fear the controversial verdict will trigger riots in the religiously diverse country. India's Hindu and Muslim communities have for more than a century argued over the ownership of the site. Hindus believe the site in Ayodhya is the birthplace of their god King Rama and wants to build a temple there. Muslims want to rebuild a mosque that had stood there for centuries. Hundreds of thousands of police have been stationed at sensitive zones across India. Even the Air Force has gone on alert. Violent riots over the ownership of the site claimed about 2,000 lives back in 1992. The ruling is due on Thursday.
Thousands of people in Pakistan have taken to streets to demand independence for Indian-administered Kashmir. Protesters in Pakistani-controlled Kashmir chanted anti-India slogans calling for independence from India. Protesters also urged the international community to take note of, quote, Indian brutality. Also in Islamabad, around 2,000 Kashmiris staged a demonstration to demand an end to what they called India's atrocities. 107 people have been killed in protests in Indian-ruled Kashmir since July the 11th. That's when a 17-year-old student was killed by a police tear gas grenade.
Irish Nobel Peace Laureate Mairead Corrigan McGuire has been jailed in Israel, fighting deportation. McGuire was arrested on Tuesday at Tel Aviv's Ben-Gurion Airport. The Nobel Laureate was refused entry because back in June, she was one of the peace activists on board an airship that tried to break the Israeli siege on Gaza. She's currently fighting a legal battle over the right to enter Israel. Her lawyers have obtained an injunction to prevent her deportation. She will appear in court on Friday. The Nobel Laureate was to meet with a Jewish and Arab woman working for peaceful coexistence in Israel and the West Bank.
In related news, peace activists arrested at sea by Israel for trying to get relief supplies to the people of Gaza say they were mistreated by Israeli police.
The soldiers were very brutal to us. They didn't kill us like they kill other Palestinians and Muslims, but they were very brutal. I got shot with a taser, shock gun, electric, and was brutally treated just like my brother Itamar. We were detained pretty violently, and later now we released, and they blame us. They accuse us of attacking the soldiers and threatening the soldiers. And of course, everything is upside down. It's a complete lie.
מדובר במיליון וחצי אנשים, 800,000 ילדים. אני כילד הייתי אסור 5 שנים, ואני לא יכול לשכוח את זה. אני לא יכול לישון בלילות. ויש לי סיוטים שרודפים אחרי כל החיים. אתם יודעים מה אנחנו עושים לאנשים האלה? מה אנחנו עושים לחיילים שלנו?
Tel Aviv has released the peace activists who were arrested on board the Irene, some 20 miles from the Gaza coast. The Jewish activists are from Israel, the U.S., and Europe. Gaza has been under the Israeli siege since 2007. Tel Aviv has prevented relief aid convoys from getting food and other supplies to Gaza. Earlier, we talked to a Jewish peace activist on board the boat. He said the Israelis beat some of the activists.
They beat some activists, they beat a former pilot of the Israeli army, and they beat also one parent who lost his daughter in a terror attack in Israel. And they were very, very aggressive with the captain, Mr. Glin, the Jew from Germany.
It is 2:42 a.m. at the Press TV headquarters in Tehran. Here is a reminder of this hour's top stories. Protesters across Europe say no to austerity measures. India beefs up security ahead of a court ruling over a disputed religious site. A former Israeli pilot on board a Gaza-bound aid boat speaks of his ordeal after Israeli commandos confiscate the vessel.
Soldiers were very brutal to us.